Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, February 20th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Columbia Pulp is shutting down most of its operations, citing a need to better develop customer base for its alternative fiber. Also making headlines this past week, Norpak's mill in Washington and Weyerhaeuser's mill in Longview, Washington, were both fined $68,000 and $40,000 respectively for water quality violations. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, February 18th at 43.32, up 77 points or 1.8% from the February 11th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 2-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Universal Forest Products, up 11.3%, followed by Graphic Packaging, gaining 9.7%. The biggest decliner for the week was Neenah, down 9.9%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 351%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down 82%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.1%, while the PM40 is up 3.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Neenah, Wisconsin. Menasha Packaging signs agreement to acquire the assets of Colorbox, a business unit of Georgia-Pacific. Menasha Packaging Company, LLC, a subsidiary of Menasha Corporation, announced that it has signed an agreement to acquire the assets of Colorbox, a business unit of Georgia-Pacific, LLC. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. I wonder why. The acquisition is expected to close in early summer 2022. Like Menasha Packaging, Colorbox is a corrugated packaging manufacturer specializing in high graphic boxes. Founded in the year 2000, that's about 22 years ago, Colorbox employs 550 folks and operates plants in Richmond, Indiana, Tallahatchie, Mississippi, and Madera, California. Quote, Menasha Packaging and Colorbox are a great fit, and we are excited about the opportunities ahead, said Mike Riedsecker, president of the Menasha Packaging Company. Riedsecker continues, quote, Colorbox will expand our geographic footprint and provide additional graphics, design, and structural packaging options for our customers. Collarbox's business culture also strongly aligns with Menasha Packaging's, with a priority on safety and employee well-being, excellence in serving customers, and a focus on innovative solutions. Dateline, New York, and Hartsville, South Carolina. Apollo agrees to buy Novolex from Carlyle for $6 billion. Apollo and Novolex Holdings, LLC, a leading global manufacturer of diverse packaging products for the food service, delivery, and carryout, food processor, and industrial markets, announced last week that funds managed by Apollo affiliates have entered into a definitive agreement to acquire the majority of the company from funds managed by Carlyle. Carlyle will retain a minority stake in the company. Financial terms were not disclosed. Well, actually, it says they were bought for $6 billion, so I guess they were disclosed. Novolex provides customers with packaging innovation, choice, and sustainability. I think we all know what Novolex is about. The transaction is expected to close about during the second quarter of 2022, subject to regulatory approvals. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline, Canada. Paper Excellence slows down production at Meadow Lake Mill due to lack of railway service. Yep, that's a problem. Excuse me, folks. Paper Excellence announced an indefinite production slowdown of its Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan BCTMP mill in Canada due to repeated lack of railway service. Meadow Lake Mechanical Pulp Incorporated, which employs 190 folks and infuses over $1 million daily into Canada's economy, is dependent on CN Rail, which has failed to transport Meadow Lake's pulp production to ports for months. The mill has exhausted local storage facilities, and that's a big problem too. Quote, "While we remain committed to servicing our customers' needs during this slowdown, we are extremely concerned about this railway situation and hope that it can be resolved soon," said Stu Gibson, Vice President of Operations and Logistics. And Paper Excellence plans to return the mill to full production once reliable railway service is reestablished, the company has said. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Port Huron, Michigan. No injuries reported in Dunn Paper fire. Fire crews responded to a machinery fire inside the Dunn Paper facility in Port Huron Thursday afternoon, February 17th. According to the Port Huron Fire Department, the fire broke out in a paper machine shortly before 2 p.m. local time. That would be Eastern Standard Time. Captain Nathan Johnston said the fire was quickly put out by employees at Dunn Paper, with fire departments from other neighboring departments assisting. There were no injuries or structural damage outside the machine. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp announces production curtailment at Taylor Pulp. Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated is announcing a minimum 6-week curtailment of the BCTMP production at Taylor Pulp in response to significant transportation shortages that have resulted in inventories at the pulp mill reaching capacity. Quote, Taylor Pulp has been dealing with ongoing transportation challenges that have significantly impacted the facility's ability to ship product. We regret the impact the curtailment will have on our employees, their families, and the community, said Don Kane, Chief Executive Officer of Canfor Pulp. Already facing increasing fiber costs due to the constrained fiber supply in the region and a weaker long-term outlook for BCTMP markets, the current logistical issues have created a very challenging business environment for Taylor Pulp, Canfor said. During the curtailment, Canfor Pulp will continue to monitor the business supply chain constraints and assess opportunities to improve the operating economics of the mill. The curtailment will reduce the production of BCTMP by at least 25,000 metric tons. Again, Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor announces capacity reduction at Plateau Sawmill. Yes, there's closures and curtailments are the theme today, and folks, they ain't over yet today. Canfor Corporation has announced the permanent reduction of 150 million board feet of production capacity at its Plateau Sawmill to resize the facility and align it with the available sustainable timber supply in the region following the devastating impacts of the mountain pine beetle infestation and other constraints on timber harvesting land base. The reduction in production capacity will be achieved through a partial plant closure and elimination of one of the three production lines at the mill. The capacity reduction is expected to impact approximately 70 workers at the facility, and it is anticipated to take effect at the end of the second quarter of 2022, following the depletion of existing log inventory. Canfor will mitigate the impact to the affected employees by offering employment opportunities at and other Canfor locations, along with relocation and transition support. In addition, Canfor is investing $14 million at the Plateau facility to enhance manufacturing flexibility and efficiency of the two remaining production lines and position the smaller scale operation for long-term success. Following the completion of the capital investment and the closure of the production line in the second quarter, Plateau's annual production capacity will be 370 million board feet. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Dayton, Washington. Columbia Pulp shuts down most operations, citing need to better develop customer base for alternative fiber. The majority of operations at Columbia Pulp, LLC, were shut down for an undetermined length of time starting Friday, February 18th, while the company works on developing a market for its unique product. About 80 workers will be out of work, with a small staff continuing to handle daily business operations, though the company's interim CEO states that this does not mean that the pulp mill is going out of business. Quote, "The idling of a plant doesn't mean that we're not continuing to develop the technology," end of quote, says Terry Ryan. Columbia Pulp is responsible for the first modern technology tree-free pulp mill in North America, recycling local agricultural waste into an alternative fiber that can be used by paper and packaging product manufacturers as a substitute for wood. But in pioneering a new industry, the customer base for Columbia Pulp has developed slowly and not enough to maintain full operations, according to its leaders. Quote, "The pausing, if you will, is to come back in full production mode once we decide what the future of the company is going to be," end of quote, said the company's interim CEO. No reopening date has been set for the Columbia Pulp Mill at Lyons Ferry. Columbia Pulp is providing folks losing their jobs with support in terms of transition and assistance, according to company leaders. Sections of the plant could resume activity, Columbia Pulp Vice President of Operations Kyler Lovgren explained, but that is not in the forecast right now. He says, quote, "Being a first-of-its-kind application with this type of technology has not been without challenges," quote, Ryan said in the announcement. Continuing, quote, "And while this is normal for a company at the forefront in developing a product like this, to continue on, we must make these hard choices while we evaluate our options going forward," end of quote. Columbia Pulp was founded more than a decade ago with the vision of making a business out of sustainable practices. The 140,000-square-foot mill at Lyons Ferry, however, did not begin operating until September of 2019. It was functioning barely 6 months before being forced to close during the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. The facility reopened in June of 2021. Dateline Longview, Washington. NORPAC fines $68,000 for water quality violations. Repeated water quality violations at the North Pacific Paper Company, LLC, otherwise known as the NORPAC Mill in Longview, led to a $68,000 penalty from the Washington Department of Ecology. Pollution above permitted levels can negatively impact human health and the environment, according to a news release. In over more than a year, NORPAC failed to properly treat and monitor its stormwater and wastewater and did not fully address pollution violations at the paper mill when informed by Ecology to take corrective action. Stormwater and wastewater from the NORPAC facility is treated at a neighboring facility, industrial facility, before ultimately being discharged to the Columbia River. Sediments, chemicals, and debris from stormwater and process wastewater can harm aquatic life and reduce water quality, according to a news release. The Columbia River is home to many aquatic species, including endangered salmon and steelhead. Between April 2020 and November of 2021, the company failed 71 times to meet pollution limits for solids and organic materials in its processed wastewater. In addition, there were pH violations that can be harmful to water quality and fish. Other pollutants were not monitored as frequently as required under the mill's permit. NORPAC's permit requires the company to take corrective action when it does not meet stormwater pollution discharge benchmarks. NORPAC failed to successfully take corrective action to prevent stormwater pollution violations in at least 20 incidents at the facility. NORPAC has 30 days to pay or appeal the penalty to the Pollution Control Hearings Board. Again, Dayline Longview, Washington. Weyerhaeuser Mill fined $40,000 for water quality violations. The Weyerhaeuser Company is being fined $40,000 for repeated water quality violations at its Longview, Washington mill. The Washington Department of Ecology is issuing the penalty to Weyerhaeuser for water pollution and failing to adequately monitor its stormwater and wastewater. Pollution above permitted levels can negatively impact human health and environment, according to a news release. Sound familiar? Stormwater and wastewater from the Weyerhaeuser facility ultimately discharges into a Columbia River, which we've been through this before. Between October 2020 and November 2021, the company allegedly failed 42 times to meet pollution level limits at its stormwater outfalls. Under the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, Weyerhaeuser is required to control levels of solids and organic materials in discharges. In addition, investigators found Weyerhaeuser failed on 32 occasions to monitor discharges as required under its permit, according to the release. The company also violated both monitoring requirements and discharge limits once in 2021 for wastewater that is sent to a neighboring treatment facility, just once. Weyerhaeuser has 30 days to pay up or file an appeal with the Pollution Controls Hearing Board. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.